Okay, everyone. So please welcome Fridolin, who's going to tell us about TOTS, the recommendation engine for Python.
Okay, so hello, everyone. Welcome to this presentation about Project TOTS, about recommendation engine for Python applications. Before I start, let me introduce myself. My name is Fridolin. I work at Red Hat. I'm not first-time speaker here, so you probably seen me like 2 years back. I had a talk about Project Selenium. Right now, I work on Project TOT. I'm one of the developers of TOT, and I would like to introduce that project to you. So what is TOT and why TOT? You probably know the PyPI, the Python Package Index. That's index that hosts open source projects. And when I wrote these slides, I found out that there is something like 200,000 projects available out there, free to use. And there are about 1.6 million releases. That's quite a huge number, I would say. And this number grows each and every day, especially with popularity that Python ecosystem has. So let's try to use some packages. So let's create some artificial example and use some packages that are hosted on PyPI. So let's say we would like to use TensorFlow, a machine learning library, and also Flask. So we install these dependencies using, for example, pip, and we write our application that uses these two libraries. Okay. But if you take a look at this scenario, it's not just your application with these two libraries. By installing these libraries, you also introduce most of the time transitive dependencies, and you use some Python interpreter that uses these packages. This Python interpreter then runs inside some operating system that provides some packages, such as glibc, that is, in our case, used by TensorFlow. And then there is that kernel space where operating system runs and provides some kernel modules. And this all runs on some hardware. You can imagine that if you have any issue in any layer of this stack, then your application simply misbehaves or provides wrong outputs or simply doesn't even run or doesn't even start. So let's take a look at this layer. Let's take a look at direct dependencies and transitive dependencies. When I was writing these slides, I took a look about at packages, and I found out that there are 33 releases of Flask. And when you do pip install Flask, you introduce 5 additional packages, such as Qlik, It's Dangerous, Jinja, and so on. These all are also released in different versions. And now let's suppose that we find all the versions of these libraries, and we would like to know how many combinations are there to install Flask with its dependencies. And I got this huge number. This is estimation, so the actual number will vary based on actual resolution, but you see that there is like something like 50 million possibilities how you can install a Flask application with different versions of its dependencies. I did the same for TensorFlow, and at the time I was writing these slides, there were 85 releases of TensorFlow, and TensorFlow is a much bigger project than Flask, and it introduces something like 30 additional packages. When I did estimation on how many combinations are there to install a TensorFlow stack, I got this huge number, so it was something like 10 to the power of 20. If we take a look at some AI approaches that are today, you probably know AlphaGo, the famous Go AI that beats every Go player, and it uses machine learning to find best possible move in a game. And AlphaGo or Go game in general has something like 10 to the power of 172 combinations, how you can place things on board.